in Yaakov, how that relates ultimately back to Adam Arishon, and what that has to do with us, we'll have to see still. We saw that Yaakov Avinu survived to see Shivim Nefesh, and his job was to build the Am. Yitzchak was to build himself and to build his keshe with Hashem. Yaakov's job was to build the Am. Take one more step in Yaakov's life. Shlo kaviv yitzak yotze Yaakov avinu lagalot b'mitzrayim b'matera lefasum lagalot yasimunus b'Hashem. Not like Yitzchok, who stayed in Eretz Yisrael and just built himself. Yaakov went out to expand the boundaries of Kedusha. He went to Mitzrayim with the goal of being mefasim imunin Hashem. He didn't go to Mitzrayim because there was no desert in Canaan to live in. There was plenty of place to live. There wasn't a housing crisis then. He went there to Mefasim and Munin Hashem. Dafka Makam Erev Asaretz, in the lowest place there was. Yaakov Avinu doesn't go and do Kiruv, in Tifrach Yeshiva. He goes out into the Bronx and he starts working in the worst place. Dafka Makam Erev Asaretz. But Kodem Lachen, Kudu Lachem Neged Esav. Before that, he fought against Esav. Neged Lavan. ונגד כויכס הרע המעקפי ממוני מסת את ההספצ'טוס הקדושה בכל מוקר. Esav, Lavan, what is the כויך of Ra? The כויך of Ra wants to prevent קדושה spreading in the world. So he fought all those כויכס. And then he was יורד מצרים. היו בכך ביטל לתפקידו באוילום, and that was an expression of his תפקיד in the world. לאחוזס הרע, להתקבר עליו ולתקן אוילום במקו שדה. Shaka, to grab hold of the evil, to withstand it, to strengthen oneself, and to rectify the world, to bring the world to its final fruition. Yaakov Avinu makim es ha'am sheyisoyes degel ha'emunah b'Hashem v'yipetz oisa b'kol mokom. Yaakov Avinu gave birth to that nation that was going to be the banner of Hashem in the world, and then threw them and spread them into the entire world. Rav Miller, I'm not going into this now, Rav Yigdal Miller Zatzal says that Golis was lechatchila. We think that Golis is a bit of Yevet kind of a thing. He said it wasn't. Golis was always supposed to happen. Klal Yisrael was always going to have to go into the entire world and be Makadosh Shem Shemayim in those areas. What you do with all the other kashas he dealt with, but I'm just pointing out that at the Yisod, is what he's saying, yeah, that's the Yisod of the matter of Klal Yisrael, is to go and take out. I can't remember where I saw this or heard it. It's a very interesting thing. When Klal Yisrael goes into a new country, going to Golis, they do very well there. Klal Yisrael arrived in Spain. We did exceptionally well. And then what happens? It goes sour. It goes funny. And then we get taken out the oven or we get kicked out. It was Spain, Germany. The Jews were enormously successful in Germany. How did it end? And not so pretty. What happens here? There's nekudas of kedusha everywhere in the world, and the only people that can take that kedusha and bring it back to where it's supposed to go is Klal Yisrael. So Kadosh Baruch Hu sends Klal Yisrael into Germany, and they do very well. They suffered all the kedusha. Now there's no more kedusha there. They're going to leave. So it gets ugly, and they leave. Say, boom. They took everything they needed to take out of Spain and they left. Now the country's finished. When the Yidden left the country, Spain hasn't got back on its feet again. Spain was a world power. It's hard to imagine. Spain was a world power. Today, they've got a bit of a tourist industry, I think. The Brits like going there in the summer. But other than that, there's not much going for them. What has Spain got? Everywhere. Wherever Klal Yisrael went and then left, there's nothing left of those countries. That's the vault. That was the whole matara of Yaakov Avinu, was to take and build a nation that could go there and be Makadosh Shem Shemayim in the whole world. And then bring all of that back to Eretz Yisrael, where all the Kedusha would then coalesce. So we saw the two tafkidim. The tafkid which we saw from Avram and Yitzchok, mainly Yitzchok and Yaakov. The internal and the external. These two tafkidim we inherited from our ancestors. Tafkid echad loisli kosher b'kesha amitzim akosh bochu. The first kesha is you have to go build a deep tight relationship with Hashem. We have to be exclusive. We have to give ourselves over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is to mafasim imun is to the whole world. First build it in yourself, and then go out and spread it. I mentioned this at a bris once. The bracha we make on bris. What's the bracha we make at a bris? Kareis habris. It's a crazy bracha. I would never thought that would be an appropriate bracha for a covenant. Why do we say you cut a deal in English? Even in English you've got this. You cut a deal. You cut a covenant. What's kareis got to do with bris? The opposite. Kareis is a distance. It's a detaching yourself from something. A covenant is something that you're joining together. Why is the bracha kareis habris? No.
To break something into peace, to be together, you have to have exactly the same peace at the origin. It means when we break it,
that allows you to come back again, but you weren't together. Before you enter into the covenant, you're separate. There's nothing to break.
It's like Adam Arishon. At the beginning, he was one. Then we have a break, and then we have
to. You talk with Chava.
Yes.
Nice. I like that. I said another truth. I think I heard many years ago from Tet, is that in order to enter into a covenant, there's nothing positive you can do. The entry into a covenant is a negative. It's cutting yourself off from everything else so that you have an exclusive relationship here. Loshin Kiddushin. What's Kiddushin? Kiddushin, the Gemara says, is separation. How does one become a Kaddish? By being exclusive to him. It's not a positive thing, it's a negative thing. You now are osser to everything else. Mamele, you mutter to this. So that's the same vortia. That's the same vortia of the exclusive relationship that you have with Hashem. You can't have two wives. I'm not talking halachically. I'm saying we can't have two wives because we don't have two wives and they each one feel they're the only wife. That was the problem. If you can have two wives and each one feels like she's your only wife, then go and marry two wives. And sure, we don't know how to do that anymore. So, right, it's a con that you can't. But it's got to be exclusive.
You have also a relationship, that means if you break one piece of paper, you have a part, I have a part, but that means we have a relationship.
It's
a piece of something.
It's nice, I just remembered it. La Maisa, Shtei Avodas Kodesh Eilu Alulas Liyos Tzorus Zu Luzu. We discussed this when we did Bais Yehudi as well, that in marriage there are these two tafkidim as well. There's the building the personal relationship between you and your spouse, and then there's raising a family. Building the relationship with you and your spouse is the kesher, the dovuk, which is the moshel for your relationship with Hashem. And the second tafkid, which is raising a family and being involved in the world and running a business and doing all the things out there, is the tafkid of being mesakan olam b'makom shakai. You see that in marriage as well. And we said, when we learned that there's these two tafkidim can interfere with each other. They become mutually exclusive. In marriage, you see it. You're so busy running and taking care of maintenance, you haven't got time for your spouse. You know, after Shadar Rishonim, that's it. You know, you got to wait till the emptiness syndrome 60 years later. And it's not so posh too far. And then the grandchildren start moving in. It's not so posh too far, emptiness syndrome. You know? But that's the vault. The vault is you have these two tafkidim and they're mamish at each other's throats. When a person goes out to be mefasim imunah of Hashem in the world, he can forget about the other tafkid. To be dovek with Hashem the whole time. When you're in the Beis Midrash, it's easy to be frum. It's taught in our language. When you're in the Beis Midrash, modkal to be with Hashem and to be frum. Then you go out and go to work. Not so easy out there. Yeah. 1 second, both of them are the same avoider. They're both avoider. I told you there was a shul that had Shavis Hashem and Negdi Tomid on the door as he walked out the shul. So I asked the Rav, Mazeh. He said, because I don't need it. I don't need it when I'm davening from the Amud. I need it when I'm walking out into the big world. I need Shavis Hashem. When I'm davening in front of the Amud, I need to be told Shavis Hashem. It's poshut. You know, today it's not so poshut, but it's poshut. But when I go out to work, that's when you need Hashem. And that's the vort. It's very odd to be locked up in a little room and be Isaac in Dvekus with Hashem and the Fasim then in the world. Very odd to do that and Makayim the other Tafki. Hashem Kach Yesh Letzet, Liyaz Morav Im Abrius, if you have to go out, be involved with the world, the Lamed Isim is Dacha Vodas Akel, and you have to show them the ways of Hashem and not lose your own integrity. Now, any Kiruv worker will tell you that this is one of the hardest challenges that they have. Anybody that's ever spoken or worked with people in Kiruv, I've told them, still phoning me, they have this Nisoyim. How do you maintain your levels of growth and your Yitzchak Avinu, and at the same time be Isaac in the Avram Yaakov Tafkid? You're out there in the secular world doing Kiruv, whatever, they lose it very fast. If they don't have the right kalim, they don't have the right tools, it's not so simple. Then they go to another extreme, they become completely detached and unsociable, and they run back to the medicine, learn the whole day, and they feel guilty because they're not doing what they're supposed to do, what they're getting paid to do. It's hard to find the balance. We all know that in our own personal lives. Not kasher. You know, you want to sit and learn, but you've got to help your daughter with her, you know, Kitta Gimel Shabbos project, you know. Or you've got to deal with this, or that. Not possible. V'nei, kashenayin b'maisa akeida nimtza dovet pela. The Akedah, if you've ever studied the Akedah, everyone should study the Akedah in depth, there's a lot there. You see, there's enormous stira. In the beginning, Avram Avinu took with him two youths. If you would have watched the video up to there, and they would have stopped the video there, you would have thought that everyone's going off to do the same job. There's Avram with Yishmael and Yitzhak, and they're all off onto the Akedah. Lumezeska, she Avram vino roi, ki heim einu roim, es ha'anam ha'kashu alahar, Eliezer and Yishmael, sorry. When Avram vino realized that they're not seeing, Eliezer and Yishmael, they can't see the cloud on the mountain, oimelem shavu lechem poi machamo. You stay here with the donkey. When I first learned that, I was bothered. Why do you have to tell them to stay with the donkey? Who cares who they stayed with? We care where the donkey was. Who's going to look after the donkey?
The Rashi can like them.
It's coming.
Good. I'm just pointing out that you stay here with the donkey. See, there's a lesson. You stay here with the donkey. You're not close to the donkey. Just tell them, you wait here. The donkey's there, not there. I care where the donkey is. You stay here. I'm doing lachamo. We're going to see that. When I first saw that, it was bothered me. Like, who cares where the donkey is? Ubechazal tanchuma beres advarim am hadoyim lachamor. What's im hachamor? I mean im hachamor. Tanchuma says am hadoyim lachamor. But don't tamur. It's a wonder. Maroi Avram Avinu lahaknitoitam. Why did Avinu make them so small? But yichud b'shan is gavazu. At this unique moment, they were on the way to the Akedah with you. And at this unbelievably elevated moment, you turn around and say, you're like a donkey, you hang around here. You look like a donkey. Like, why now? It doesn't seem very appropriate.
They couldn't see the Shina.
Sada!
So they went on the Madrega. Not Madrega, you don't take them.
But why now? Well, he didn't know that before. He suddenly woke up and realized that Yishmael and Eliezer are Andom Lachomo.
Because the Midrash tells us that they could see the cloud
on the earth. We just said that. He saw that they couldn't see the cloud. So, okay, we said it. They're not holding on your high level of spirituality. But I'm doing a lachomo now? Why now? Why not be? Why did he take him with? He didn't know before. He just realized it now. Now, for the first time, he suddenly realized, Yishmael and Eliezer, shtickle, they're low lives. Eliezer was Avram Avinu's Rosh Yeshiva. He was no slouch, Eliezer. He wasn't some, Ebed Kanani, he was Nimrod's son, no? Eliezer, I think, was Nimrod's son.
Maybe Avram Avinu until that.
No, Hagar was Nimrod's daughter. Well, there was something to do with Nimrod there. So I'm just the Kasha, you don't need answers. I have to ask Kashas. Ask me questions. Patience. Could be the answers right, I don't know.
Hagar was Parah's daughter, no?
Hagar was Parah's daughter, and Eliezer was Nimrod's son, I think. They weren't too proud of the yichus. They didn't advertise it too much. Yeah, Hagar was Paro's daughter. So it's better to be the shifcha of a melech than to be the daughter of an eved. That was our loshen. Yeah.
the other way around. Daughter of a Melech.
Daughter of a Melech.
No, it's better to be the Shifra of a Melech, of Avram, than to be the daughter of an Evel, Paro. Let's just get the kashas in place. The kashas are kashas. Why now? The question's question on. Why did he call him Amdom Lechamor? Because he couldn't see the cloud in the Chanambi. But why now? What's the time telling us now?
Could it have been that Avram didn't realize his own Madrega till that moment?
Nas? Could be. Nas? So you don't know high level, so why are they like a Chomor now? Why can't they be Malachim and you'll be a super Malach? You realize now that you're a super Malach. So now everybody comes like a donkey in your ass? That's not good. Some more. Maybe. It's... Why dafka now? That's his question. Now. The question here is, what happened now? The Bishon al-Chasim Sefer, Chasim Sefer in his Pirush and Chumash says like this. B'yayim ha-shlishi v'yisa Avram es einav v'yaris ha-makom merachok. On the Pasuk it says, on the third day, Avram lifted up his eyes. You have to tell me that? Always bothers me these in Chumash. V'yisa Avram es einav, he lifted up his eyes. But if you lift up four words, does that mean he saw? The yar is a mock marachok. Just say the yom hashlishi, the yar Avram is a mock marachok. I know he did it with his eyes. But yes, Avram is aina. Four words. You tell me that he lifted up his eyes. Well, wow, that's great.
Do you think there's something going on here?
Yo, I think something's going on here. Oh yeah.
No. I mean, es hachamor. Definitive article. I wonder if this was the same. The Midrash doesn't say. Could this have been the same donkey that belongs? And there's a connection between Bayom Hashlishi, three, and three times Shalosh Regalin, he hit it. And also the donkey was able to open its eyes and see the Mokko.
Write it down. Come on. Go. Put this all together. You're onto something.
Because we say Hachamor was created during the Sheshes.
You're onto something. You're onto something. Follow it through. You're onto something. Follow it through. I'm serious. Check it out. But yema shlishi v'yisam esayna v'yaisam makom rachok mirachok. Rotsa loyma ki begolus hazeh. It's Chasim Sofer talking. In this golus, she'anu makavim bo leyema shlishi. We're waiting for the third day. What's the third day? Habayis hashlishi yibonu b'meri b'yameinu. But yema shlishi. In this golus, what are we waiting for? By shlishi. That's what the Yom HaShlishi is. V'hatzis v'habit b'avonoseinu Rabbi. And we notice and become aware of our enormous sins. Ki amokam adayim rochok. Mashiach's far away. Look how far we are from being tshuva. V'ein zeh ki'im hitchabruseinu b'umas ha'olam v'yis'arbu b'goyim. I'm going to write a book about this one day. This line. And it's because, you know what? All the goyishkeit in our lives. We are too dovuk and caught up in the whole goyish world. V'ein tekona ele bipored mev. And the only tekona is to separate ourselves from him. How are you going to take the entire education system in this country that's under our banner and I'm going to take it from goyishkeit? How are you going to do that? Explain to me how you're going to do that. You want to switch us off for a minute, please? I'll deny having you said what I just said. No, I won't. You have to understand there's a problem here. Okay, I'm going to change it. So what's Yom HaShlishi? Yom HaShlishi is by Shlishi. V'yisa Avram es Einov. V'yaris Amokam Rochok. He sees that the final goal is Rochok. V'avonoseinu Arabim. We're so far, we're so tied up and connected in Goyishkeit and Goyish Sheifas. And the only takana is to separate from them. Al-Kain Omel Yishmael Veliezer. So therefore he said to Yishmael and Eliezer, Shvulachim po, ima doim elachomo, mabli liz chablu imainu. Don't join together with us. You go it, yeah. You stay on your own. We're going far. We're going to distance ourselves from you. Because that's the only way we can maintain our integrity. Vani vana nelchad ko. We're going to go at kol, v'nishtachave, we'll go serve Hashem, v'nashuv aleichem, we'll come back and pick you up later. Ki kol yeh v'rotzus umas ha'olam, yoyz geirim grurim. V'nirtze anachnu lelamedim ochus Hashem. We have to come back and teach them the ways of Hashem. We have to make them all understand Hashem. V'nitzdarich anu letzeis chutzel avo aleim, L'moidimah. We have to go out and we have to get involved with them and teach them. Aval heim lo yavu l'mechitzah seni, but they can't come into our mechitzah. L'ksiv lo yaisiv yovah b'cho oid oral v'tamay. They can't add and they can't come into you anymore, the oral with the tamay. Ad kan. We'll come back to you. When we pure and when we completely fixed ourselves up, then we'll come back to you, but you can't come to us. This is a big machlokes, by the way. This is the big machlokes, so it's really late. Between Zimri and Pinchas. Joseph Einzonfeld says this pshat. What was Zimri's cheshbon? When Klal Yisrael goes out to the Midianite woman, they're over two aveiros. Avodah Zorah and Znus. Why? Because they wouldn't have Znus with them if they weren't first Mishtachave to the Avodah Zorah. So Zimri's cheshbon was bring them into the camp, and at least we'll save the Avodah Zorah. The Znus is going to happen anyway. Mamele, you've lost that. But at least you'll save the Avodah Zorah. And what was Pinchas' taina? Tie machaneim kodesh. First of all, the machaneim has got to be kodesh. What's going on out there? What's going on? Oh, I can't change that. But you first have to make sure that you maintain your kedusha. So that's the steer that we have. On the one hand, we have to maintain our kedusha and we have to be completely isolated from the world. I mean, it's actually you've got to go out there and mix with them and bring them back and not be influenced by them. That we have to learn how to do, Bezrat Hashem.
That was Yaakov and Esav.
One thing, what did Tamar?
Yaakov and Esav, that was the same thing. He said, you want to come with him?
You go ahead and we'll catch up later. Very good. Mama?
I understand Israel, that it's another home. But what about the Israel? What does it represent? It represents a nation.
Yeah, they say that, it's brought down, they say that Yishmael and Eliezer were the two digmot of the Umas HaOlam. Yishmael's one and Eliezer's the other. They were like the archetypes of the Umas HaOlam.
It's Gog and Magog.
Wow.
It says Gog and Magog?
Gog and Magog, yes.
Okay.
I couldn't get the best part on tape.
It needs to be said, but I'm not ready to go public yet. Sorry. I have to look after myself.